Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Heyo, rolling back here into hour four of Sports Talk. Jeff Nowak, Cohen Steele, taking you up till 8 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and always free on the Odyssey app. Give it a download. It's a good time. We're going to be getting into a lot of LSU baseball talk, but we're going to be talking less about Arkansas and more about Coastal Carolina. We're going to bring on Stephen Bidek, sports correspondent for the Omaha World Herald. He's out there stringing. If you don't know reporter terms, that means he is covering Coastal Carolina for the Sun News in Myrtle Beach. He's been getting a close-up look at what's been going on with the Chanticleers.
Love that name.
Cohen, do you know what a Chanticleer is?
I know. I looked it up last night. I looked it up because I was curious, and it's like a rooster.
It's a fighting chicken.
It's a rooster.
It's a fighting chicken. Yeah, it's kind of like a gamecock.
Well, what,
South Carolina Gamecocks, the Coastal Carolina Chanticleers, but it is based on Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales.
It's like a folklorish.
Yes, kind of like a mythical
chicken,
fighting chicken. Yeah,
so like
their nickname is the Chants. It's spelled like Chance, Chants, but it says go Chants.
When I did the flash earlier and I was typing up my script for it, and around like 2-3 in the afternoon, I made a very obvious note,
yeah,
of how in parentheses next to it, like how it's pronounced.
Chanticleers.
It's a fun word to say.
Their chant is chants, and that's spelled the same. Anyway, so we're going to be talking a lot about that, but first, I do want to get into a bunch of LSU audio from their post-game press conferences late last night. It was a late finish. It was a fast-moving game until it wasn't,
yeah,
and then it was the longest game on the planet, but hey, it was worth watching. Let's hear what Jay Johnson had to say in his opening statement after the 6-5 win walk off in the bottom of the ninth over Arkansas to move on to the title series against those Chanticleers.
First off, I want to congratulate Arkansas, Coach Van Horn, the staff, coming here 4 years ago from the West. I just felt like that's the program we always have to catch. And it's just the consistency of talent, fundamentals, competitiveness. They have it all. And so, I just have so much respect for them that this actually means a little bit more, to be honest with you, with the respect for the opponent. But tonight, I said this literally probably 2 years ago to the day, the walk-off homer, Tommy against Wake Forest, like I felt something in my body I've never felt before, and greatest moment of my life, and it now has a tied for first with the ninth inning with Jared Jones. Line drive over the second baseman's head. Luis Hernandez hustling around second base. I didn't know you could run like that.
Good little wheels.
I would coach this team forever. I've been telling them that probably since March or April. And it's because of the character. And you look at this, and Jared came back with the sole intent of doing what we're doing right now, and him being at the front of that, not just as a player that's driving in runs, but as a leader. He's been tremendous in that regard, set the way for the team. We had zero innings returning behind the plate this year, and somehow God blessed us with Luis Hernandez. And we needed character at that position, and he's a great baseball player. He's a better human being. And then, things are funny how they work out in your life, that we're supposed to play Wofford in the first game of the NCAA tournament. And I spent 5 days preparing for Zach Cowan, and thank God they didn't throw him because he threw like 800 pitches in the conference tournament. But what a performance, what a season. First team All-SEC performer, and delivered, on the biggest stage in college baseball tonight against, one of the three best teams. And I think it's pretty cool that rarely does it work out like this. While that game was going on tonight, the three best teams in college baseball were still alive, and just excited to prepare for a couple more days and enjoy being together and go compete for a championship because I get to coach guys like this, and they're all across the team. But we're not here without you three. So thank you for everything you've done, and let's get after it.
That was Jay Johnson talking to the media after last night's wild 6-5 win.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Over Arkansas, you know, the best part about those, the NCAA tournament press conferences, College World Series press conferences, is you send the coach up there with like two players around him and you get kind of these funny interjections. It reminds me of, you know, the one that I always think of is when Todd Peterson confessed to Paul Mineri that he like tricked him into letting him hit because he hit nukes in high school.
You used to hit in high school? No.
No, I did not. But like you get moments like that. That was the SEC tournament, but same concept. So you could hear Jared Jones like chiming in off to the side, which is, it's always funny to me. But yeah, you could hear it in Jay Johnson's voice. Like his heart rate was not down. Like that type of game, that it gets you all, like you're not normal for a while after that type of game.
There's a decision he talks about later in the presser. We'll get to it after we take our break and hit our man on the other side, so to speak, with Steven.
Sure.
But he mentions, he was asked late in the presser about the value in winning that game. And he talked about the decision making that went into it. And he kind of, I don't want to spoil it, but he kind of was like, the second we tied it and kind of took the lead, because it was what? It was like 1-0.
They were up 2-1.
2-1. Yeah. When he came back, so many numbers went through my head last night.
They were down 1-0. They took a 2-1 lead. They tied it. Then Arkansas came back, took a 3-2 lead.
Mm-hmm.
LSU tied it at 3.
Yep.
Then 5-3. Arkansas went up 5-3, and then LSU scored 3 in the bottom.
I know that I was texting Steve and my dad. He was out watching the game. I was texting Charlie a little bit about how, you know, it Doug, too, from All Things Illegal, big LSU fan. We were talking about, like, at what point does Ianson come in? Everyone was kind of under the assumption that Ianson was going to come in. I kind of was. I was sold.
If it went
that,
to
like,
extras, maybe.
I was 100%. If you head into the, if you didn't have those two runs hit in the top of the ninth, if you head into like the bottom of the ninth tied, or, you know, if you win, you win. You know, if you're up by one, up by two, right, you win instantly. But I thought if you were tied or leading heading into the top of the ninth, you throw them out there.
Yeah.
Just you would throw them out there. Go get your three.
To close the game. Yeah, and you would have. I think you would have thrown him out there in extras because you're the home team. So keeping it even means you get one swing of the bat to potentially win it. And Jared Jones, who they decided to pitch to, you know, they didn't throw him any strikes, but they still, well, they weren't trying to throw him any strikes. They did ultimately throw him a strike. Let's hear Jared Jones take us through his walk-off, his home run first, and then his walk-off hit.
You know, I hadn't been seeing Geico very well this week. He struck me out like 5 times, I think, in 5 at-bats. And it was all on sliders. And my approach is always to be on time for a fastball. And I was lucky enough to get one in the zone and put a good swing on it to tie the game. And then there in the ninth, they brought in Jimenez. And he's a great pitcher. Got to respect his slider. Was able to just kind of stay on it and do just enough to get it over the second baseman's head. That's about it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, after when he hit that home run, it was like he hadn't touched a ball all night. He was striking out left and right, and he just ambushed a pitch. And it was right after the failed double play that Arkansas was able to score 2 runs on.
Yeah.
Right? Because it bounced away from him. It was close. The guy might have been safe. The runner might have been safe. But if he catches that ball, it's only 1 run instead of 2. So, I mean, that was a pretty big blunder by him, and he made up for it immediately. Like in the next inning, which, you know, it just takes a special type of player to do that. Let's hear what Jared had to say on the LSU kind of being backed into a corner there late in the game.
You know, just kind of been here before. You know, we've had a lot of these games throughout the season of whether we've had to fight back from being down or team ties it up late, and we've just kind of stuck with it no matter what. There's no clock in baseball. There's 27 outs. And with our offense, it's a tough ask to do. And I'm happy Luis got the job done, and then I'm happy I was able to drive him in.
Yeah, one thing that's been a defining theme of the Jay Johnson era of LSU baseball is I don't care what kind of lead the other team has, you never feel like it's over, right? Like there's always that feeling that they're going to make a rally.
It's like
the
Chiefs almost.
Yes.
Like that you can't ever, you know, not until you're down, you know, by 30.
You got to put them down.
You have to put them down.
They're not going to lay down. You got to put them down. And that game was a perfect example of that.
I will say, I don't remember every single game of the 2023 season, but we didn't have nearly as many walk-offs. We've had impactful
But they had
walk-offs.
Like the ultimate walk-off.
I say, we've had impactful walk-offs.
Like they had the Tommy White home run walk-off, which was like the best walk-off you'll ever see.
You've had walk-offs that are in the same level of importance and value, if not more, but we've had more. Jones talking here about how like we've kind of built for this. The 2023 team looked better. We talked about it earlier. They are better. If these teams were to literally, without duplicates, play each other, I think the 2023 team...
Oh, no question. I mean...
They would win.
Paul Skeens is one of the best pitchers. He's a Hall of Famer.
They would win. Undoubtedly.
And Dylan Cruz, you know, they went 1-2 in the draft. Now, they had to play through a bracket that was much more difficult than this one. I mean, Wake Forest was the number one team in the country, and... You know, they played like it, right? They were loaded on that Wake Forest team. Like, Arkansas was good. They are not anywhere near where that Wake Forest team was. Like, I would argue that the two teams in that bracket there were better than any of these teams in here. But it doesn't matter. You only got to play the teams in front of you. And LSU was the best team out in their side of the bracket in Omaha.
I would make the case, again, just kind of bringing it home, 2023 team definitely had more talent. This team has more heart. I'm being sentimental. I'm leaning in. Yeah, I'm being. How can you not be romantic about baseball?
Little cheesy, but I'll give it to you. You've been here for a while now, and there's been a lot of baseball played. You run out of things to say. You got to go with the cliches after a while.
You would be lying to yourself if you said that this team doesn't have less heart than the 20. They have to.
Yeah.
The amount of turmoil, the amount of dramatics you've seen in this year, it hasn't been nearly as dominant.
Their best
as player
is this tiny little guy who makes all the plays at shortstop look so easy.
And they drag these games out.
He makes so many plays, Stephen Milam, that are incredibly difficult, and you never even have a question.
Yeah.
He's getting there. He's got range.
No
he's
doubts.
Got an arm, and he's on point all the time. Although he did hit into what should have been a game-ending double play in Arkansas. Just let him off the hook.
They blundered. They blundered so bad. I remember writing.
They are who we thought they were.
I wrote earlier, mental errors and physical blunders.
Yes.
There's no
exactly
other way to put it.
That's exactly what happened, but all right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.